And today we're going to look at how Rosetta Paolo Riva was living between life and death. And this was in 1946, lasting for literally a full year. Yet poor little Rosetta was only 12 years old and so much suffering already, and the doctors described her condition as totally incurable. So what was Padre Pio going to do in this situation? Hello, I am Edward Durbin, and on our channel Following Padre Pio, we present a series of short stories on the amazing life of Padre Pio, the Capuchin monk, mystic, and miracle worker. Please do stay tuned to this channel, and we hope that you will be amazed to find out how Padre Pio's intercession can help you or your loved ones. Getting back to our story. Now, Rosetta was stricken with an obscure illness, and initially, it just presented as a sore throat and a persistent cough. And yet later, pleurisy and emphysema set in. The result? Fluid on her lungs, which had to be drained. And this was further complicated because poor little Rosetta was already suffering with acute endocarditis. And that is a dilation of the aorta, and she was in no state for an operation. However, the medical specialist decided that they just had to operate. And after the operation, her state was so bad that the poor little child was practically left for dead. There was no hope. Luckily for Rosetta, she still had her family and their faith. The family recommended poor little Rosetta to Our Lady of the God. They burnt a candle to Our Lady every day for the intention of Rosetta's health. And the child's health gradually began to improve. She was coming through this whole ordeal and improving slowly, and Rosetta was able to leave her bed by New Year's Day. So she'd been in bed now approximately 4 months. But within a few days, Rosetta became severely ill again, and this time with an attack of pneumonia. She received penicillin. However, Rosetta remained bedridden, in this bedridden state, until March. So, 7 months altogether so far. And then she made it to her feet again. But Rosetta was far from cured. And the condition of her heart had just grown worse and was now judged incurable by the doctors. It was so bad that 2 or 3 times a day, Rosetta would just pass out. She would lose consciousness, and each time the family thought they had lost her. And then at about the end of July, a friend of the family's wrote a letter to Padre Pio pleading with him, "To you, Father, we confide the little heart of our Rosetta, that you may present it to the hearts of Jesus and Mary in order that they restore it as she ought to have it at this stage." So really pleading with Padre Pio. Well, what happened next? Now, on the 8th of August, at about 2 in the afternoon, Padre Pio appeared in a vision to the child. And this is how it happened. Rosetta was listening to the radio in her godmother's flat when she was stricken with a new heart crisis. When she had recovered from the episode, she saw before her some small white clouds, which came together and fused into one bigger cloud. And then this cloud opened and she saw the figure of Padre Pio there. "Good afternoon, Rosetta," Padre Pio said. "Don't be afraid. I am Padre Pio from Foggia." He was smiling. "You wrote to me to obtain a cure. Instead of answering the letter, I thought it best to come myself. If you will be good, I shall return tonight at 2 a.m. when your parents will also be here, and I shall bless you all." And Rosetta's godmother, who was there, this is how she described what she saw. She saw the little one, Rosetta, start back and heard her exclaim, as if in an ecstasy, "Oh, Padre Pio, yes, yes, I shall tell them." Rosita then hastened to call her parents, who ran to her alarmed and convinced that she was totally delirious. But with the vanishing of the vision, Rosita completely revived and told them everything. That night, of course, there was no way to get Rosita to sleep early. She was just so excited, she wanted to wait up for the coming of Padre Pio. Padre Pio decided to arrive a little bit early, two hours ahead of his schedule. "Oh, Mama, he is here," announced the child, staring at one particular place in the room. And Padre Pio said, "I came ahead of time to allow you to rest. I did not like to wake you up." Then he took off a glove, showing his lacerated hand, which was bleeding, she said at the time. He showed her pictures of young ones he had cured. "See, this one was blind and is cured. This other one, mute and now speaks. You must tell your mother that she must not cry. I have not come to announce your death, but your cure." "I have permission to tell you this," Padre Pio said. "The Madonna della Guarda will bring you the cure. She will come to you the 28th day of August at 8:15 in the evening." So he gave the day and the time she was going to appear. He then advised, "Prepare a beautiful little altar and above it place her picture." So we Catholics obviously see the church as a family. And our cure ultimately comes from God, but can be brought to us through the other family members. And Padre Pio then invited the child to recite with him the Our Father and the Hail Mary. And the parents and her sisters joined in these prayers, although they saw no one. And with his hands still uncovered, he blessed the whole family. And then Padre Pio disappeared. Well, 20 days later, Padre Pio, as promised, appeared at 8 p.m. And Padre Pio pointed to the child the window from which she would be able to see the Madonna. And then, as the 8:15 arrived, Rosita began to hear a distant singing and music. She looked intently towards the ceiling. The singing became more distinct and beautiful as it approached. It was a chorus of angelic voices, and it simply melted her heart and filled Rosita's eyes with tears. She had suffered so much, she obviously needed some comfort. And finally, there came in front of the window a great white cloud. Surrounded by small angels, the cloud opened, and there was the Madonna. Her face, she says, was absolutely marvelous. With chestnut hair and radiant, the light shining from Our Lady was so intense that Rosita could not fix her eyes on her. And then she observed various details, and she said the Madonna, was holding in her arms the child Jesus. So she doesn't like to go anywhere without Jesus. The Virgin smiled, but it was such an expressive smile, she said. "I am the Madonna della Guarda. Be good always. Rosita, pray very much and I will help you." And she said various other things. Then Our Lady smiled again, as did the child Jesus, holding up his hand in blessing. The cloud returned to surround them and the vision ended. Padre Pio reappeared and said, "I am here. And wasn't the Madonna beautiful?" And he smiled also with a smile that she said was impossible to express in words. Then he said, "You fare well. You must remember all your life what you have seen tonight. When the Blessed Virgin returns, I shall return also." And that was the end of the vision. So now, obviously, I cannot make a pronouncement on this vision, whether it was true or genuine or which parts were or weren't. But what is interesting is that from August, the little one, Rosita, was completely cured. Our Lady had cured her with the intercession of Padre Pio. And her cure was testified to by a Dr. Sidi Raul Acona. I imagine there's documents somewhere of his testimony. And once again, if you have enjoyed this video, then please do share it with your friends and colleagues. If you are new to our channel, then please do subscribe. After you've subscribed, you have to click that reminder bell to receive notifications. Please do continue watching. our most popular videos and videos selected specially for you.